the neat things that I found about seminary was that it causes you to ask all kinds of questions that, at least for me, I never asked in my life. Things like, what does it mean to be? Or, how do you know what you know? I was an engineer before I was a priest. I knew lots of things about physics and math and science, and was good with computers. I was a software engineer. So to get into my first philosophy class ever in my life and have the teacher ask me, what does it mean to be? I'm like, is there an equation for that? I mean, what are you talking about? How do we know what we know? We know. If you ask me what I know, I'll tell you what I know. But how do we know what we know? And yet, that's a pretty important question. How do we know what we know? As a high school chaplain, I find that the high school students are pretty easily taken by science. If their teacher gets up there and says, this is the law of so-and-so, I'm like, yeah, okay, how do you know that? Well, my teacher told me. Well, how do they know? Well, they read it in a book. Well, how do they know? Well, some scientist in history has said that this is the way it is. And how readily we believe that, because, well, a scientist said so, so it must be true. And yet, when it comes to the things of faith, we tend to throw that out. Well, that might be true, but some priest said so. Or, you know, some saint in history wrote that, but I don't know. How easily we dismiss credible witnesses in history that teach us about faith and will accept witnesses about things like science. I had a great difficulty with this in my last assignment one year at Bishop Miege. We got to pick the theme for the year, and it was the year of faith, and we needed a scripture quote. And I got to pick the scripture quote, and I took the quote from the second reading today that begins that faith is the realization of what is hoped for and evidence of things not seen. See, we don't think of faith as being founded on evidence. I think sometimes we make the mistake of thinking, well, science, that's things we can know. Science proves things, science we can know, and then faith is believing things we can't know. Faith is believing things that aren't rational, things that can't be proven, things that don't make sense. When we get there, it requires faith. Brothers and sisters, that would be a terrible mistake. Our faith is every bit as rational and certain as anything science can prove. In fact, they're two different disciplines. Science, and I can speak as someone who knows a lot about science, is bent on telling us about this world. And it's good. We pick things up, we look at it, we experiment. It tells us how God's creation works. We start to see a little bit of the design of the Creator. And that's wonderful. But science is limited to the own system that it works in. It will never tell us anything except what exists in our visible, tangible world. That's what it does. We know because as Catholics, we created the scientific method to experiment with that because we thought it would bring us closer to God. But what science cannot do is tell us about something that is outside of the system, namely the person who created all this. We can never mix those two. Now, it is true that the more we experiment with this world, hopefully that will point us in a rational sort of way beyond this world. I'm always taken when people try to claim that, well, science has proven there's no God. Well, it's not possible to do that. God, by very definition, is not in this world to prove that he does or does not exist. However, the great saints in history have always been able to look at this world and draw a rational conclusion that God must exist. For instance, you know, a little proof here that Thomas Aquinas created, something similar to this anyway. If you were to look at, for instance, Mother Teresa Church here, well, we see that there are nice little blocks, bricks stacked up, nice straight beams, the walls are at all right angles. You know, we look out here, and especially as you're building your new building, any person that would look at that would say, yeah, somebody did a nice job. Good job, builder. You know, no one would look at these walls and this roof and say, how about that? I mean, that is awesome that all this fell in place right where we needed it. I mean, how about that? Hey, look at the little blocks, the way they stacked up. How cool that just all happened. Well, nobody would do that. Yeah, that would be irrational. to say that all these walls, these things, they just fell here in place completely randomly. You know, look at that. Another beam appeared right where we needed our formation center this week. That is amazing. You know, no one would do that. In fact, the more we look at these walls, the more we look at the way this building is built, the more we have admiration for the person who did it. We say, wow, they really took a lot of care. Look at how all the bricks are evenly spaced and they are off by one on each row. It kind of makes it pleasing to the eye. We would look and admire the builder. Aquinas tells us that we do the same thing with the natural world. We ought to be able to look at our world and say, wow, look at all the care, the order, the structure that was placed in our world. It should cause admiration for the one who did that. We see, as a scientific principle, we know that our world fundamentally does not become more ordered. There's a law of thermodynamics, actually, that is very similar to the law of child's building blocks. Any of you that have children that stack up blocks, you know blocks don't get stacked up on their own, and if you have more than one child, as soon as blocks get stacked, the other sibling will come and knock over the blocks. That's essentially the law of thermodynamics. It says that essentially our world is falling apart. Left to itself, you get those kind of like After People movies where the people all disappear and you see the buildings are falling over, the Statue of Liberty is like leaning and falling down, and because that's what happens. Our world is bent towards chaos. This is the law of entropy. It means constantly falling apart. That's a scientific principle. If we use our scientific brains, we should say, huh, so where did all the order come from? If things naturally fall apart, how did it all come together like this in a perfectly ordered, structured way? How do we get the miracle that is a human being? The most ordered, structured, intricate thing you could ever imagine. A scientific person should be able to look at that and say, huh, wonder how that happened. And there's no explanation in the system. It points beyond it. And Aquinas says that we call God. It's not a complete proof, but it allows us to think in a way that, no, science is not going to disprove our faith. In fact, the greatest scientists in history have been Catholics because they saw exactly what Aquinas saw. The more we understand science, the more we know this world, the more it points towards God. I had a good example of this that came up just recently in physics. Now, this is complicated, but you might have heard of this because in the media, they reported that scientists had discovered the God particle. I mean, ooh. I mean, you hear that and you're like, ooh, the God particle. You know, as if like what, they found God, like he's a little particle. You know, not exactly. What they found is technically called the Higgs boson. Now, bosons are complicated. Think of smashing an atom together. Bunch of little pieces fly out, and in physics, they're able to map every little piece that flies out, basically. And they're able to say, there's this, there's that, and they can observe all this stuff. The problem with the Higgs boson, the God particle, it's a little tiny particle that should explode out of an atom when you smash them together, but no one could see it. They knew it should be there. All the equations told the physicists, this little Higgs boson, it's there. It's got to be there, right? I mean, all the evidence points towards it. They had seen every other particle that they knew was there and expected, but they couldn't see this little Higgs boson. Now, because they couldn't see it, yet all the evidence pointed to the fact that it was there, they called it the God particle. Scientists didn't, but some people called it the God particle because evidence pointed toward it, but you couldn't see it. Well, these scientists had such great faith that the Higgs boson was there, that they kept experimenting and experimenting and waiting and waiting and waiting. Finally, this past year, there was great rejoicing among scientists because the Higgs boson had finally been observed. And you guys had no clue what was going on. And quite frankly, there's a very, very small group of people who were rejoicing. The others were all confused. But basically what happened was they finally saw this thing that they knew was supposed to be there. We all have a similar kind of way that faith works. All the evidence points that there is God. In fact, it would be irrational to look at this world and say that this is all there is, that it just all happened randomly. That is irrational and unscientific. Our faith tells us that all the evidence points towards God, even if we can't see him yet. That's a little bit like what happened with the Higgs boson. And in truth, there will be even greater rejoicing because all of us one day will see God and have our faith confirmed. Faith is true evidence. It's not irrational, blind belief in something that makes no sense. Quite the opposite. This world makes no sense without faith. With only science, we will be limited in knowing only visible, tangible things in this world. But the truth is, there is much more to existence than simply what we can see. That's why we're about to profess in the Creed that we believe in all things visible and invisible. As sure as the invisible Higgs boson was really there and has now been seen, one day the invisible God will be seen by all of us. Friends, don't ever let someone tell you that science disproves our faith. The greatest saints in history created the scientific method. Look, search, do science. We have nothing to be afraid of from science. We will never disprove our faith. In fact, the more we look, the more we really get to know this creation and accept it as a gift, the more we will see the Creator. I pray that we don't make the mistake that St. Augustine so lamented in his life. As he had his conversion, he looked back and said, "I was so focused on creation. I reached out for creation and not Creator." Eventually, Augustine's eyes were opened, and the beauty of creation led him to love the Creator all the more. I pray that our faith that gives us this realization, we might see as true evidence for a God who loves us. That's the ultimate conclusion from this world. Everything we look at, everything we see, not only does it point to God, but it points to a God who loves us so much that he gave us all this. What a beautiful realization. What beautiful evidence given us by God.